What is up, podcast community? My name is Michael Chernow, and this is the Creatures of Habit podcast. Habits are everything, and on this show, I will be interviewing some of the most inspiring, motivated, and high-performing humans on the planet to learn about the daily habits, routines, and rituals that help keep them focused, determined, on top of their game, and ultimately, happy. My journey from the depths of addiction and misery to success as a family man and serial entrepreneur was only made possible by replacing bad habits with great ones, and my mission in life today is to share that story and the story of others with you to bring value and life-changing tools to as many people as possible. So sit back, relax, and pay attention, because what you hear in this podcast today can potentially change your life. Let's go. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Creatures of Habit podcast. Today is a special podcast. We are in a new year. It is 2023, and this podcast is all about habits, rituals, and routines. I'm Michael Chernow, the host of this podcast, and I wanted to walk you guys through my most recent morning routine from start to finish. It's changed a bunch over the last probably 6 or 7 months, and I want to make a note on that. It is okay to change your morning routine. It is okay to leave things out and add things in. But it is not okay to not have a morning routine, as far as I'm concerned, because a morning routine is really setting the foundation for your day. And if you know me and you follow me, my philosophy in life is, if you can own your morning, you can own your day. And if you own your day, you ultimately own your life. That doesn't mean that you have control over everything. That doesn't mean that things aren't going to go wrong. But that does mean that if you put an emphasis on your morning routine, what you do in the first 2 hours of your day, if you put an emphasis on that, your chances of owning success in your day are simply far greater. That is why I created Creatures of Habit. That is why I'm hosting the Creatures of Habit podcast, because I want to share with you guys the success that I've had in my life based in great part to my commitment to my morning routine. I've shared a number of these habits with you guys over the years in my social media, but I have not walked you through my most recent morning routine, which includes a bunch of new things. I've invested money into my morning routine in a real way to have the tools that I believe help me just be more successful and actually feel good. Every morning I wake up at around 4:45. Sometimes it's 5:03, sometimes it's 4:50, but it tends to be typically I open my eyes at 4:45. I don't use an alarm. My body is in tune to waking up at that time every day. I typically sleep around 6.5 to 7 hours a day. It's awesome to get 8, but the truth is, for me, 8 hours of sleep sometimes makes me feel a little groggy when I wake up in the morning. So I feel very strong in that 6.5 to 7 hour mark. I go to bed at 9:30 and I wake up at 4:45 most days. The first thing I do when I wake up every single morning is as soon as I know I'm awake, I pull back my sleep mask, I look up at the ceiling, and I smile from ear to ear. A shit-eating grin. I smile from ear to ear because it really does start my day off with positivity. A big smile. I count to 15 in my head. I kind of walk through a mental gratitude list. I think about my kids, my wife, my dog, my house. I love my truck. I think about my truck. I think about my property. I think about whatever comes to mind gratitude-wise, and it tends to be those things right out the gate. So I do that smile, and I call it smile for your life, because smiling ultimately releases serotonin into the bloodstream and makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. And a lot of us wake up with anxiety. Most people wake up with some level of anxiety if they're busy people specifically, or on the contrary, if they've got nothing going on and they're stressed out about that. So smiling every single day gives me a really, really, really good kickoff for the day. So I smile in the morning, 15 seconds, and then I bounce out of bed. I don't like slowly roll out of bed. Like I sit up, I turn around, I plant my feet on the floor, and I stand up out of bed. Then I make my way to the bathroom. I no longer use the bathroom in our bedroom because I don't like to wake my wife up because she definitely does not wake up at 4:45. So I sneak past my wife in our bedroom and I go to the downstairs bathroom and I take a piss. If I'm competing for something like a bodybuilding competition, which I really don't do anymore, but even in CrossFit, I will step on the scale just to check myself in. I don't do that every day anymore. I do that like once a week just to see where I'm at. And then I wash my face. I wash my face with cold water. I have a really nice skincare thing that I do every single morning. I like to wash my face. Soap, little, I put on, I use this really great brand, Caldera Labs, that I love. So I wash my face with their soap. I put on a serum. I put on some moisturizer. I put on some eye cream. It feels really good. It takes me about 5 minutes to do. And then I immediately hit my knees and I get down on the floor and I have a prayer practice that I do every single morning. I just want to actually, before I go into prayer practice, I just want to say that the skincare thing for me is, yes, there's a part of it that, you know, I want to preserve like awesome skin. I didn't do that until about a year ago. I really didn't care about my skin at all. I never really thought about skincare. I never moisturized. I never used any skincare products. Now that I have a really great system with like a skincare company that I love, I do it mainly because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm taking care of myself. It makes me feel like it's an extra step because I have the time. I have the time. I'm not rushing in the morning at all. I'm never rushing. I literally have this practice that I'm walking you through and I take it nice and slow because I sacrifice my potential time sleeping in for this awesome self-care practice.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand rooted in nutritional wellness and healthy habit making. We have recently made a few changes that I wanted to share with you. The Protagonist has taken on a new name and a very exciting new formula. It is now called Meal One. Yes, that's right, a much more appropriate name that tells you exactly what it is and when to have it. Additionally, we have made a few changes to the formula, removing organic maple sugar and stevia, only sweetening now with monk fruit. Meal One is a blend of gluten-free oats, 30 grams of plant-based protein, chia seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, pink Himalayan salt, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, a probiotic, and digestive enzymes. It's also gluten-free, non-GMO, vegan, and freaking delicious. Make Meal One a part of your life on a daily basis and watch how one nutritional win inspires winning for the rest of your day. Use promo code KOHPOD20. That's KOHPOD20, the number 20. When you head over to creaturesofhabit.com, that's creaturesofhabit.com with a K. Love you, appreciate you. Back to the show.
So I do the skincare thing. And then I hit my knees. Now, prayer is not something that I do because I'm a religious person, although I have nothing against religious people or religion in general. I used to really struggle with asking for help for years. And when I made the decision to get sober 18 years ago, I was told that the best way to begin learning how to ask for help is to ask for help every single morning from the universe. To get into a humble position that can be on your knees, that can be sitting in a cross-legged position, that could just be like in a humble position and ask the universe for help. Not for the things that I want materially, but for my sobriety, my, you know, guidance, support. I pray for a lot of people that I care about for hope and guidance and strength in their day. I pray for people also that I struggle with. Because I was also told that, you know, if there are people that I struggle with, potentially that I have a resentment towards, using their name or saying their name or thinking about them in a positive environment like prayer, asking the universe, asking the universal energy for help, saying their name in that environment actually puts them in a positive light in my mind. So that can potentially unravel a resentment or a struggle that I'm having with somebody. So I get on my knees, I pray, I have a prayer practice that I've been saying for many years. It takes about 3 to 4 minutes. And then right after that prayer, I go right into push-ups. So I do 50 push-ups every single morning straight. Why? Because it gets the blood flowing. It gives me a little chest pump. I feel good. I'm banging out 50 push-ups right there in the morning. And then right after I do those 50 push-ups, the blood is flowing. I go right into a stretch. And the stretch is very simple. It basically is a down dog. I hold the down dog. I stretch out my calves. I move my hips around. Then I go into an up dog. I do that probably 3 or 4 times just to get like a nice good stretch in my hamstrings and my lower back. And then I'll go into a cat cow and I'll do 5 cat cows. That also is like, you know, I've got some lower back stuff. So I'm starting the movement for the day with the push-ups and the stretching. And then after I do my push-ups, I stretch, I walk out into the kitchen and I grab 22-ounce jar of water with juice of half a lemon and about 3 pinches of pink Himalayan salt. I mix that up and I drink that. I fill the 22-ounce jar up again, and I now make my way over to my infrared sauna that is already heated up for me because I set it up the night before. So I walk into the sauna, and I sit in the sauna for about 30 to 40 minutes. Within those 30 to 40 minutes, I meditate for 15 minutes every single morning, and I fluctuate between a few different meditations. Either I will just count my breaths. If I want to just be silent and be at total peace, I will count 150 breaths. And one breath is in through my nose and out through my mouth. That's one breath. And it's not super long, slow breaths. It's just like somewhat regular breathing, but I'm paying attention to my breath. And really what I'm paying attention to is the second my breath goes in through my nose, then I pay attention to my stomach because I breathe into my belly, my stomach rising, and then my stomach shrinking, and the breath comes out of my nose. So I breathe in through my nose and actually out through my nose, not out through my mouth. And I'll do that for 150 breaths. On other days where I'm not feeling like just being silent, I will do a guided meditation. And sometimes that guided meditation is a manifestation meditation that I've been doing for a while now. I go right to the same place and I'm manifesting this dream that I have for myself and my family when I'm 50. So I've got some time for that, but I'm really manifesting this life. And it really does start with this house that I've completely designed, that I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. I know what the property is. I could see it all in my head. I know, you know, I see my family in motion inside the house. I've been manifesting this thing for a long time. Sometimes I'll do the manifestation meditation. And then other times I will just pick a 15-minute guided meditation, whether it's a gratitude meditation, you know, just like a kickstart of your day meditation. But meditating has become a massive part of my life. And I'm not one of these guys that also is like, oh my God, I've seen the fourth dimension. I don't know necessarily what it does for me. That's the truth. But I do know that I enjoy it. And it does ground me, and it gives me soundness of mind. I start my day in this peaceful way, where I'm able to detach from what is to come for the rest of the day and really be at peace. So I do the meditation and then I read. I read anywhere from 10 to 20 pages in whatever book I'm reading. And the beauty of that is if I do this every day, I tend to get something like 10 to 15 pages, 10 to 20 pages a day. I can plow through 12 to 15 books a year if I do that every day. And so I do that, I read, and then after I'm done reading, I will hang over my legs for about 3 minutes. So I just stand up, I bring my feet together, I straighten my legs, and I just let myself hang over my legs with my arms crossed, kind of like, I think it's called ragdoll. And I ragdoll for 3 minutes. And then I slowly bring myself back up, at which point I'm primed to go across the garage and step into my cold plunge. I have a cold plunge that keeps the water at 38 degrees. The water is moving. I never think about it. There's very little maintenance on the cold plunge. The company is called The Cold Plunge. I love their product. And I walk across the garage. I do not hesitate. I do not procrastinate. I am scared. I'm telling you, I'm scared every single morning. I'm facing fear. Like in that ragdoll, I'm like, this is not going to be fun. I'm not looking forward to this. But every single day, I do it. I walk across. I open up the cold plunge. I turn on my timer. I take a deep breath. I step in. I go under the water. And I sit in there fully submerged up to my Adam's apple with my arms out and my legs out straight so they're not keeping me warm. I used to do the cold plunge with my arms crossed and my legs crossed, and now everything is out straight and I'm really feeling the cold without trying to cheat it in any way, shape, or form. So I sit in there anywhere from 4 to 5 minutes, and then I dunk and I try to hold my breath underwater for 10 to 20 seconds, and then I come up and I get out of the cold plunge and I feel absolutely unbelievable. Like, I cannot explain the feeling that I get when I walk out of the cold plunge. It is unlike any other feeling. Your body, you can feel the inflammation, like, gone. It's gone. I feel shredded and just strong. And right after I get out of the cold plunge, I put on my flip-flops and I walk right over to a mirror that I have in my garage. And that mirror is my positive conversation mirror. I walk over to that mirror. I'm feeling amazing. I look at myself in the mirror. I make very hard eye contact with myself. And I begin to have a conversation about how awesome my life is and how awesome I am and how today is going to be a successful day and how I'm right where I need to be no matter what's going on. And I am going to do everything in my power to surround myself with the right people to support and the right people to support me. I literally have a conversation with myself for about 5 minutes about it's a positive, very, very positive, almost, you know, ridiculously positive conversation. And the reason why I do that is because we are inclined innately to have negative conversations with ourselves. The I can'ts, I will nevers, I'm not good enough, I'm not enough conversations that we're all familiar with. I am rewiring those conversations because I have these positive conversations every single day in the morning. And right after I have that conversation, my body is trying to warm itself up. I throw on my robe and I walk back into I walk back into my house. And sometimes my kids are awake, sometimes they're not, but I start making some coffee for myself. I grab my Athletic Greens. I grab my Human Improvement Detox Crystals. I fill up my water again, and I will go sit at the breakfast table and open up my journal. And that's when I journal. I journal every single day. I believe in, you know, journaling has many awesome traits to it, but I think the most important one for me is being able to have an expression form that I can use every single day to make my thoughts real, right? Your thoughts are not necessarily real when they're just in your head, but when you can put them down on paper and actually see them tangibly, see them, someone else can see them, that makes them more real than floating around in your head. And sometimes the thoughts that you have in your head are really good, you know, hopefully more so than not. And if you don't keep track of them or document them, you could forget them and they're lost potentially forever. So I like to really document what's going on in my head every single day. And I use the Creatures of Habit journal, of course. And then my kids wake up. And they come downstairs, and that's probably around 6:30, 6:40 every morning. I've just done a long list of things that have made me feel unbelievably well. I am ready, beyond ready, to shower my family with love. We have awesome mornings. They have breakfast, and I just hang out with them, and we hang out till about 7:30 or so, at which point I am getting ready for my meal one. And so I will have meal one from Creatures of Habit. I have that every single morning as my first meal of the day. I tend to have it about 8 o'clock in the morning because I train CrossFit at 10 a.m. So I like to have it about an hour and a half to 2 hours before I train. So it's ready to use when I'm training. And so that's when I open up my Creatures of Habit. I have my Creatures of Habit. And then I either take my kids to school or my wife takes the kids to school. If my wife takes them to school, I go straight to the office and I start working from 8:30 to 9:30, 9:45, at which point I get back in the car and I go to CrossFit. Or if I take the kids to school, I'll drop them off at school and then I'll head to the office and then I'll head to CrossFit.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand rooted in nutritional wellness and healthy habit making. We have recently made a few changes that I need to share with you. The Protagonist has now taken on a new name and a very, very exciting new formula. It is now called Meal One. That's right. It is called Meal One, a much more appropriate name that tells you exactly what it is and when to use it. Additionally, we have made a few changes to the formula, removing the organic maple sugar and the stevia, now only sweetening with monk fruit. Thanks to all of your feedback. Meal One is a blend of gluten-free oats, 30 grams of plant-based protein, chia, flax, and pumpkin seeds, pink Himalayan salt, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, and probiotic and digestive enzymes. You can make it overnight, which we highly recommend, with almond milk, or you can make it hot or throw it in the microwave. It's gluten-free, non-GMO, and vegan. It is absolutely delicious. Make Meal One a part of your life on a daily basis and watch how one nutritional win in the beginning of your day inspires winning for the rest of your day. Use promo code KOHPOD20, that's KOHPOD20, the number 20, when you head over to creaturesofhabit.com. That's creaturesofhabit.com with a K. Love you, appreciate you. Back to the show.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to mention one thing that I that I've recently added to my morning routine, literally like a month ago, and I'm bummed that I forgot to add it. So right before I head into the sauna, I actually spend 10 minutes sitting in front of my Juve red light therapy panel. And I sit in front of it for 10 minutes. I will listen to a podcast or listen to an audiobook while I'm doing that. But I switch it up every day. One day I'll sit with it facing my front of my body. The next day I'll sit with it facing the back of my body. That's a really big one that I'm really excited about that I now have at my house, which is a red light therapy panel. So yeah, there's a lot of things that I just mentioned there, but the main ones that I would tell you are the most important are probably waking up early. For me anyway, waking up early, my prayer practice, my little movement practice between the push-ups and the stretching, meditation for sure, reading, and journaling and hydration. All the other stuff, the red light therapy, the sauna, the cold plunge, those three things are amazing, but not everybody has the access to those. So out of that morning practice, I would just point out the non-negotiables for me, waking up super early in the morning, my hygiene, washing my face, brushing my teeth, doing those things, movement, push-ups and stretching, prayer, meditation, journaling, and reading. That's my morning routine, guys. And I think I'm going to, over the next many months, sort of break down each one of those things and share with you why I do them very specifically and spend a little time, maybe 10 to 15 minutes, talking about each one of those habits. Because I think it's you know, I am committed to these things. It is not, I'm trying them. It is not, let's see what happens. I don't care what happens. I'm committed to doing these things in that succession because it genuinely makes me feel good as a human being. It sets me up for real success. It really, and success for me is not money. Success for me is how I feel. How I feel on a daily basis. So if I can do these things, you know, if I could do all these things every single day, I know that my chances of feeling great are far better than not doing them. And just to make it clear, this has been years of building this morning routine. Years of adding things to it, taking things away. But these are the things that have stuck. I've been committed to a morning routine for a very long time. And people ask me, what motivates you? Why have you been able to launch these, you know, launch businesses and do the things that you've done in sports and fitness? And how has your relationship lasted so long? You know, you met your wife. I mean, I met Donna when I was 24. I'm 42, right? We're almost together, 20 years. And I can honestly tell you, it has to do with the commitment I make to myself. The proof of that commitment that I make to myself is in my morning routine. So if you're thinking, if you feel stuck, if you don't know which way you're going, if you feel lost, I urge you to just bring it back to the basics. Start with yourself. Don't think about what you have to do for work. Don't think about the person that you don't have. Don't think about the person that you do have that's hurting you. Really, if you're lost and you're looking for some light, start with a morning routine that is going to give you an opportunity to feel the commitment that you have given to yourself. Because a lot of us are on the bottom of our totem pole. And you should be at the very, very top of your totem pole. You should be the priority of your life. You should be the priority of your life. Whether that, and you know, I'm married with kids. I am the priority in my life. Because when I am the priority in my life, every single person in my life benefits from that. When I am at the bottom of my totem pole, I am not available. And by the way, I've been there too and almost lost everything. I know this is a different episode. This is a solo episode, me just walking you guys through my morning routine, but I'm so damn passionate about it. I'm so damn passionate about it. And I hope I was able to offer some value for you today. And over the next several months, we'll be breaking down these habits individually in episodes. So you can pick and choose if you want to utilize some of these things or not. And I'll share with you why I do them and how they've helped me. Anyway, I appreciate you guys. It would mean the world if you shared this with your friends, your family, anyone who you think could potentially use a little lift. I share this because it's my experience. And I know my North Star is sharing my story with the hopes of potentially helping one person. I appreciate you. I love you. Give us a 5-star rating and a review. That would mean the world too. Anywhere you listen to your podcast. Until the next one, y'all. Peace.
And there you have it, folks. I hope we delivered some valuable content for you to implement into your life on a daily basis. Please remember that our habits have the power to make us or break us. Replacing bad habits with great ones is the answer to living a life of happiness, optimism, and high performance. We are capable of achieving anything. We all have what it takes to give it all we've got. Commit to one great habit each day and truly commit, and watch how everything in your life starts evolving from good to great. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. That will help us grow this podcast, bring on more amazing guests, and continue to deliver invaluable content on a weekly basis. Lastly, please share this podcast with any friends or family that you think might appreciate it. And always remember, want plus do equals have. Until the next one, fam, peace.